It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Now, our film critic Dan Hudak previews a new award-winning Spanish film screening now in Coral Gables and Fort Lauderdale.
Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me.
We all have our idols. The people we look up to and admire for their intelligence, athleticism, talent, or any combination thereof. In an ideal world, we'd get to meet our idols and have them be every bit as wonderful as we imagine. But of course, the world is rarely ideal, though that doesn't stop us from dreaming. For Antonio San Roman in the new film, Living is Easy with Eyes Closed, meeting John Lennon would mean everything. It's 1966 in Spain, and with the Beatles still incredibly popular, Lennon takes a break from the band and ventures to Almeria on the southern coast of Spain to shoot a movie, which the Spaniard Antonio, a schoolteacher, sees as a golden opportunity to meet his idol and discuss his work. Naive Antonio thinks he can simply request an audience with Lennon and they'll chat. He soon learns it's not that easy. Along the way to the coast, Antonio picks up two hitchhikers, a pregnant woman and teenage boy, both of whom are running away from their problems. Together, they make an unlikely trio, but also a symbiotic one that forms touching, lasting relationships that resonate with genuine poignancy. Indeed, this is a wonderful, warm film, the winner of 6 Goya Awards, the Spanish Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Actor for Javier Cámara, and Best Director and Screenplay for David Treba. With Living is Easy with Eyes Closed getting its national release in South Florida this weekend at the Coral Gables Arts Cinema and Cinema Paradiso in Broward, we were fortunate to welcome Cámara and Treba to the downtown Miami WLRN studio to discuss the film. Javier, David, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat. David, I want to start with you. The film, we know it's based on a true story of a teacher who ventured off to meet Lennon. How did you come to this story?
Well, that was by accident. I was on holidays in the south of Spain in Almeria, where the film took place, and we shot it there. And I was with my kids there, and suddenly one day they were celebrating like 40 years of the stay of John Lennon in Almeria doing a movie there with Richard Lester and a British movie. And so they were celebrating that, and they were putting like this big monument on Lennon's. And suddenly somebody was telling this anecdotes around that time, and it was this anecdote about this English teacher that was using Beatles songs to teach English to Spanish students, and he met Lennon, and he was looking for Lennon because he was using this song, and he was telling that Lennon, John Lennon, was very surprised to discover, because he was a bad student when he was a young guy, so he was very, very surprised that somebody was using their songs to teach English. So, and he wanted to help this guy. And this story, this anecdote was, for me, it was like an example of, you know, the kind of characters that I like, the kind of people that I like to put in my movies, you know, the people that they don't stop in the difficulties, you know, when they think they can do something, they can improve their work, they can do things better. So they do it and they fight for that. And so I started to think maybe this is a good film.
And Living is Easy with Eyes Closed, people will, of course, recognize the lyrics from the Beatles song Strawberry Fields Forever. How did you come to choose that as the title?
Well, that was a long travel too, because the film was originally titled, it has an official title called Almeria 1966, which is the time when Lennon came to Spain and when this thing happened, and the teacher, you know, he's a real teacher in Spain. He's becoming now 90 this week on the 29th. And so that was at that time. But I didn't like it very much, that title, you know, it was like a working title. And so I was looking for something that tells a little bit of the sunny side of the story, you know, because this a teacher. He's a very bright character. He's charming. He's generous. He's an idealist. This kind of Don Quixote kind of personality. And suddenly I started to read the lyrics of this song that Lennon made in Spain, because the funny thing is that he composed that song when he was in Spain, which is very important for us. So I was reading Strawberry Fields Forever, and one of the first verses says, "Living is easy with eyes closed." And I understood that Lennon was speaking about the difficulties between reality and dreams and ideals, and how do you deal with that, with your success? How do you continue to be a person that even you are very famous, but you continue to do the things you like to do and you consider yourself free? And so that he was in at that difficulty at that time. And I think the teacher and the character of the movie, the central character of the movie, he's having the same problems. He's always fighting against reality with his ideals. And suddenly this verse, "Living is easy with eyes closed," just opened for me the real significance of the whole film.
Javier, you play the teacher in the film. Did you get a chance to meet the real gentleman on whom the film is based?
Well, I remember the first rehearsal with David. We were talking about how to build this character. No? And he started to write the script without any knowledge about this man. And I thought that it was good for me to compose a character only by my own, no? But the day that we were taking our cars to go through Almeria, in the middle of the way was this teacher's home. And of course we called him, and we thought that it was a real baptism to know this man with all our work behind us, and to put something in contact, no? For me it was like a real baptism. And it was a very nice day. And I recognized this man. I recognized something that I was working on it, no, in this character. He's a man who is, he's a teacher. He's a real teacher. He's a man who knows, who wants to know about you. He's not a man who is giving answers. He's a man who is asking, how are you? What are you doing? A lot of questions. And I love this kind of attitude in his life, no? And and I thought, okay, this attitude is going to help me to close the character. And I was really happy to meet him, because I think he's a very energetic guy.
We're talking with writer-director David Trueba and actor Javier Cámara. The film is Living is Easy with Eyes Closed. Makes its North American exclusive opening run this weekend at Coral Gables Arts Cinema and Cinema Paradiso up in Fort Lauderdale. Javier, you've also worked with Pedro Almodovar, very popular here in the States. You were in Bad Education. You were in Talk to Her. Can you compare working with David here with Almodovar?
Oh, okay, I can. No, that's incomparable. Well, I don't know. For me, it's the same. I don't think about what kind of a style a movie have or what kind of director I'm going to work with. I think the best idea is, my first question is how to put my soul in the character. I want to build a character, and I need help. And I recognize that the film is from the director, and I have to help this director to make his films. And sometimes it's Pedro, sometimes it's David Trueba, or sometimes it's another director, or Isabel Coixet. But I don't think about... but well, work with David, it was fantastic, because he was really relaxed. As soon as we met together to talk about the script, he told me, "Don't worry about the rehearsals. Let's go to rehearsals as soon as we were in the desert in Almeria. Don't worry about it." And I discovered for myself that it was really good, that because this is a road movie, and it's not only a trip for the character, but for the actor too. And it's a kind of knowledge across the film, no? And for me, it was a trip. It was a fantastic journey, and share this trip with David.
David, I need to ask you this. The licensing rights to use the Beatles' music in Strawberry Fields Forever is in the film. Mad Men recently paid $250,000 to use a song from the Beatles' catalog.
But Mad Men has a lot of money, you know?
That's true, and this is a relatively low-budget movie. How did you negotiate all that?
Well, at one time, we in the negotiation, it was a very long negotiation, because we had this small budget, you know, typical Spanish medium movie is not comparable to a big American studio film. At one time, they asked for the material of the film, what the story is about, what are we in what context you are using this song, and even I had to show them one of the sequences of the film, edit for them, just to see if they allow us to use it. And I have to say they were very generous because they loved the movie, they loved the idea, and so that made things easier for us.
Gentlemen, as a critic, you see a lot of movies. You see, okay, this movie won 6 Goya Awards, Spanish Oscars, and sometimes you see things and you're like, yeah, what was the big deal? This is a genuinely touching, heartwarming movie. So congratulations with it.
Thank you.
Your fantastic job and best of luck.
Thank you, because we are very proud of this film. Thank you.
Living is Easy with Eyes Closed is now playing exclusively in Miami at the Coral Gables Arts Cinema, 260 Aragon Avenue in Coral Gables, and exclusively in Broward at Cinema Paradiso Fort Lauderdale, 503 Southeast 6th Street, and Cinema Paradiso Hollywood, 2008 Hollywood Boulevard. For more information, go to GablesCinema.com or FLIFF.com. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak, is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at hudakonhollywood.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue right after these messages.